Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming program author Bill Yarbrough, and he is the author of Memories of MK Ultra. Before I bring in today's guest, a quick reminder, the selected interviews are available at our website, as well as on major platforms like Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and many more. Bill, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you, Don.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, I spent my career initially in the public accounting profession and then in the financial industry. And on a volunteer basis, I was also board president of two pretty good-sized nonprofits. But as a hobby, I did spend time writing. And now that I'm retired, I'm spending a lot more time writing. My wife and I also love to travel with family and friends. We live in the San Francisco Bay Area.
So tell us about your book.
In the 1950s, the CIA operated a mind control program called MK Ultra. They used electric shock, psychedelic drugs, isolation, and various forms of psychological assault. They experimented with adults, college students, and kids. And I was one of those kids, along with my brother and sister. We repressed these memories for 30 years, but then they started to come out in our young adulthood. So the novel is inspired by our experience because of our young age and the trauma and drug experiments we underwent. We cannot be certain of all of our memories, hence it's a novel, but we recalled a number of common memories independently, which fit a pattern, which is corroborated by well-researched books, major media articles, and witness testimonies to the U.S. Senate and presidential commissions.
Now, who did you write your book for specifically? Who's your target audience here?
Well, history buffs, I think, is certainly one group, but also those that are interested in the human mind, as well as those that like an element of mystery. From a gender standpoint, I believe women, you know, anywhere from the 30s to their 70s, who like character-driven novels would really be attracted to it. Also, men around the same age who are interested in historical novels, particularly those that might cover politics and things like the CIA. But interestingly enough, I've learned that Gen Z is very interested in MKUltra. Almost any time I meet someone of that generation, they know about it. That's not the case with a lot of other generations. So basically, the novel answers the following questions to give you a sense of it. What kind of children and adults would such a traumatic program produce? How would it shape their personalities, their relationships, their performance in school, and ultimately their career choices? And how would their lives change if in their 30s they began to recall their background in MKUltra?
So could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you would say runs throughout your book?
Well, there may be more to your reality than you realize. The readers will witness the power of the unconscious mind through the novel's two intertwined storylines. In one line, Tommy and Beth and Curtis Matthews grew up through their childhood into their adulthood without remembering their MKUltra experiments they were subjected to. In another storyline, the reader witnesses their time in MKUltra and can understand why their behavior, driven by unconscious, repressed forces, in some cases is so twisted, such as their terror of authority figures, for example.
If you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
How emotional wounds can impact your life for years. You don't need to have repressed memories to have emotional wounds. Many people remember traumas or other harmful experiences, but they haven't really released the emotions surrounding it. So they got the emotional baggage that can disrupt their life pursuits, make it a lot more difficult. But healing is always possible. And there's an array of avenues open if you choose to heal. Memories of MKUltra is the first novel in a series where the readers will be exposed to a variety of different healing approaches. In the first novel, It's basically talk therapy or psychotherapy.
Now, if you were asked to compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
Well, Richard Condon's The Manchurian Candidate, since it deals with an attempt to control the human mind and memory to achieve a political objective. One of the siblings is programmed to go into politics and become president. Actually, when I saw The Manchurian Candidate movie before my memory blocks collapsed, I completely freaked out. I mean, I could not sleep that night. And I actually wondered if I had been in a mind control program myself. I should also mention a couple of repressed memory books. Stefan Chbosky's coming of age novel, The Perks of Being a Wildflower, and Pat Conroy's The Prince of Tides. Like my novel, they show the impact of repressed memories.
So can you briefly give us some background on MK Ultra?
MK Ultra consisted of 149 known sub-projects carried out at over 80 institutions with the broad aim of developing mind control techniques, perfecting interrogation methods, and conditioning CIA agents not to disclose secrets. The program used psychedelic drugs, electronic shock, hypnosis, psychological assault, isolation, and other forms of abuse. And they experimented on American and foreign citizens, including hospital patients, prisoners, college and university students at some of the most prestigious universities in the country, adults, and as I mentioned, children. And they did so most often without their consent. I should add that in its drive to win the Cold War, the U.S. government recruited ex-Nazi SS officers who experimented with mind control at the concentration camps. They were brought to the United States via Operation Paperclip, a program that sought out rocket experts, biological weapon experts, and mind control experts from the ruins of Nazi Germany and imperialist Japan.
What are some of the long-term impacts of MKUltra?
Well, it continued long after the program was shut down in 1964. For example, Stephen Kessner, in his well-researched and well-reviewed book, Poisoner in Chief, points out how the wide distribution of LSD and other psychedelic drugs by MKUltra to college and university students contributed significantly to creating the drug revolution and the counterculture movement of the 1960s. It wasn't what the CIA wanted, but that's what they got. And Naomi Klein, in her book, The Shock Doctrine, explains how MKUltra created shock therapy techniques the CIA used to overthrow governments in South America. And when my wife were down there 2 years ago, we heard plenty about that, as well as influencing a number of other events throughout the world.
What forms of trauma did you and your siblings experience in MKUltra?
Well, basically those that I mentioned. All three of us, between us, we recall being exposed to electric shock, psychedelic drugs. My sister particularly recalls that. Isolation. We were kept in jail cells. I was subjected to sexual abuse, as well as other forms of psychological assault.
So why do you think you and your siblings were placed in MKUltra?
Well, my father was a lawyer with the war crimes branch after World War II, and he was stationed at Dachau, where Hitler had his mind control experiments, and his job was to interview the Nazis running the concentration camp. I think he got caught up in Operation Paperclip. Also, we lived in Maryland as kids, where MKUltra was headquartered. There's more to it than that, but that's a couple of key highlights.
So how did these experiments impact your life?
Well, as I mentioned, I was terrified of authority figures. Social interactions made me uneasy. I was convinced I'd never have an intimate relationship, of something of a loner, streak of paranoia, and I overreacted to obstacles and perceived slights. It also took a lot of energy to keep repressed memories buried, which made concentration difficult.
So how did your repressed memories surface?
Well, my brother became psychotic in his early 20s, and he made a lot of really strange statements that didn't on the surface make sense. But I got some inklings about being in some kind of weird program that were just kind of flashes. But I didn't pursue it at that time. A number of years later, my sister, after we had an intensive meeting with her therapist that day, had a vision that night in which she was basically told we had repressed our young childhoods and that it's very important We remember them. And our first major block collapsed the next day. So intensive therapy sessions beyond the one I just mentioned, you know, where more than one of us were present, oftentimes triggered some key memories coming to light.
What was your inspiration to write this book?
Well, various family members and friends were urging me to write about my experiences. I wasn't sure. I was going back and forth. And right around the time I was just really debating it, I attended church one Sunday morning, and the minister said in his sermon, "You cannot fully heal from institutional inflicted traumas unless you make it public." So I started it that evening.
What makes your book relevant today?
Well, I got the books written about MKUltra, the novel, as a warning about the dangers of zealousness when the government pursues certain goals. In that case, you know, defeating communism in the 50s was huge. And MKUltra discarded all legal and ethical standards and manipulated the truth, believing that the ends justify the means. So I think we should always be on the watch for that, and it still resonates today.
Have you had any feedback yet from readers?
Well, the novel, you know, will be officially published next week, although it is available to order now on Amazon. However, well over 100 beta readers have read it, as well as a professional group of 11 folks. And, you know, a lot of readers found it captivating, but sometimes for different reasons. And it is a combination of a literary and commercial novel. So I call it a coming-of-age psychological thriller with historical aspects.
What's been your most rewarding experience since publishing your book?
Well, obviously, since it's just coming out, it's a little bit early to say, but based on my experience with the beta readers, I like it when people say that they loved reading it, but I especially like it when it invokes questions and discussions, and when readers gain realizations from it, perhaps about themselves, perhaps about others, or society as a whole. That's what I really like.
Did your environment or upbringing perhaps play any major role in your writing?
Well, Tommy, Beth, and Curtis are fictionalized characters with differences from my siblings and myself. For example, Tommy has a political career. I never did. But my experience in the MKUltra program, my repressing memories of it for 30 years, the way the memories surfaced, and the healing that followed are quite unique. So I certainly represented that in the book.
Now, how would you describe your writing style?
Well, I believe the novel has, for many readers, an immersive quality. They sometimes say it feels like they're actually present, listening to the conversations. And that is definitely something that I work hard on doing as I wrote it. I always like writers that engage the reader and made them feel like they were there. So I think that's the best way to put it.
What part of your book would you say you personally like best?
That's a hard question because my opinion, you know, has changed over time. But these days, I think I like the ending best because it reminds me of my own overnight, literally, transformation, where I went from one day believing that I would never marry. I basically told my sister that, but we had a very dramatic memory release that evening. And the next day, I knew I would.
So in your opinion, who should buy your book?
Well, I think that it would be definitely particularly appealing to women who are drawn to character-driven stories. And when I say women, you know, I think from the 30s to the 70s, who are drawn to stories about a hero's journey where the protagonist must contend with forces within as much as forces without. A 116-member woman's book club read the novel pre-publication, and they said it was the longest book discussion they ever had. I think men and women who like historical stories, those tumultuous times between the 50s and the 60s, had a lot of really wild things going on, and it does remind people of that era. Of course, MKUltra was a dark chapter in American history. I think men who are interested in political books, you know, men in that kind of middle age to senior age would find it interesting as well. And as I mentioned, Generation Z has a strong interest in MKUltra. So if they want to read about it from somebody who's experienced it, Memories of MKUltra is the book.
Do you have a website?
That's right. It's billyarbrough.com. Billyarbrough.com. Y-A-R-B-O-R-O-U-G-H.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Bill Yarbrough, and he is the author of Memories of MK Ultra. Bill, thanks very much for being with us today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you, Don.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Go out there, buy the book today, and please share this interview with your friends so they too have the opportunity to discover our guests and their work. The Author Show can be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. And for easy access to the show on your mobile devices, just download our app in the App Store or Google Play Store through the QR code on our website. And whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books to read, The Author Show is a great place to start. Check us daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorsshow.com. Theauthorsshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.